God is present with us in our suffering. Jesus is Savior and Lord, even in the darkness. The power of sin, sickness, and death to terrify us and take away what is most precious to us has been shattered at the cross of Christ. That's what Katie Hubbard helps us discover as we read her journal from 2013 after her diagnosis with recurrent breast cancer. I'm your host, Norman Hubbard, and I think you're going to find there are good things here. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. This will be the final episode in season 3, and as far as I can see on the horizon, probably the final episode. This is not going to be a short one, by the way, but we will pick up with Katie's journal entries from starting with January 14th of 2014 and going until January 25th of 2014. And as I mentioned in the previous podcast, for any of you who have just sort of dropped in, maybe midway or towards the end, I sort of mark the podcast year from January 25th to January 25th, since that was the day of Katie's passing. January 14th of 2014. Dear Lord, this past year has been so unbelievable. It feels so crazy to have time to come home and just be. No doctor's appointments, no small children. In the shower this morning, I had a flash where I wondered how Norman would manage if something happened to me. And I knew the taste of fear, the kind that you can feel in your mouth. What is the beast that I wrestle with? And then she has a note at the bottom that just says, book, colon, this place. What is here? Good gifts. Ask. And by the way, I'll mention this, but Katie had in mind that she would try to write a book about her cancer journey, and was thinking through a title of This Place or Good Gifts. And she also says, who is here? God Himself is with you. Good gifts. Tom's arthritis left me feeling like there was no good here. And then she writes down probably 15 passages about how God is with us, just the references, so I won't read them all. And that ends her entry for that day. Wednesday, January 15th. Dear Lord, a book is not going to write itself, nor is a house going to clean itself. Connie is bringing me dinner tonight. How nice is that? I took Nadia a turkey pot pie last night. That was definitely of you. We got more snow last night. Nor will bills pay themselves. I am so tired. What's up with that? Thursday, January 16th. Dear Lord, prayer is more of a mystery to me than ever. How can my prayers bring about change? But the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. James 5:16. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Very interesting. Norman called from Colorado Springs just after I penned those words. He was very up and enthusiastic. Last night he had dinner with Vic and Lindy and company, and they shared stories of answered prayer for 2 to 3 hours. Lindy said it was one of the best things that she had done with the Navs. I believe, by the way, my recollection is that we were at meetings together and I think had gone to a restaurant with Navigator staff and shared stories like that. Norman said that he wants to build this kind of testimony time into what we do. So, there was my immediate answer to prayer. I've been praying for them all so much, and boom, you give them a fantastic night. It's been snowing nonstop for 2 days. Very little accumulation, but so pretty. Saturday, January 18th. Dear Lord, I'm grouchy today. I'm not sure what that is. Joseph has a birthday party at 2 today that I will stay and watch for. I'm bad about stuff like that. It seems like that's what most moms do, but me, not so much. But he is a sweet boy. I am very content at home and happy to have people come here to me. Tuesday, January 21st. Dear Lord, well, a snow day today for Joseph and Rachel. Fun for them, but messes with my plans. Plans for a long, quiet time and a morning to accomplish tasks, tasks, tasks. So, switch gears. Lord, what does it mean to trust you? I am so afraid of my cancer, I could cry. I wrestle this beast constantly. Is trusting you the absence of fear or the management of fear? And how do I trust you if your plan is for me to die? But you have given me so many verses about life. How does faith grow? By remembering. Remembering how Dr. Sussman found more invasive cancer. Remembering how Dr. Burmis found the recurrence. There are two situations where the cancer could have spread everywhere. How the radiologist found the microscopic spots on my left side, which led me to a mastectomy and to Dr. Burmis. Go forward. Glad tidings of great joy. Thank you for those verses, God. Thank you for enabling me to get them all written down. I thank you for the things that I have to look forward to today. Bread making, cleaning up downstairs, Bible study leaders' dinner, Swan Lake, exercise, not radiation and chemo or surgery, time spent with you, time spent with Rachel and Joseph on their snow day. Friday, January 24th. Dear Lord, what a few days. After spending time with you Tuesday morning, I went downstairs to discover that a mouse had been all over our pantry. Norman's book left of Matthew got canceled, and then Tom's girlfriend broke up with him, and he's taking it very hard. It's very hard to watch the end of their relationship. The ending did not match up with the beginning. Chad and Topaz are here with their friends, Dan, Jill, and baby Ari. This afternoon is Kristen Balsa's funeral in West Lafayette. We've had bitter cold. The kids were out of school yesterday. From Jesus Calling. Thank me when things do not go your way, because spiritual blessings come wrapped in trials. And then Saturday, January 25th, 2014. Dear Lord, I don't know if Tom will ever be happy again. We continue to have freezing cold weather. Monday will probably be a cold day off of school again. Our friends Chad and Topaz left this morning. Sometimes you part the curtain and let us see the impact that we have had on others through you. Kristen Balsa's funeral was yesterday. Tonight is our chili dinner. A chili, chili dinner. Ha ha. And there is the end of Katie's journal, or at least my reading of her journal, through 2013 and 2014, kind of the middle of her cancer journey. I love that she says on that last journal entry on January 25th, sometimes you part the curtain and let us see the impact that our lives have had on others through you. I think she could not possibly have known the kind of impact that her life was having on others like me. I want to share a few thoughts with you as I conclude this podcast. In some ways, I guess I'm giving an account of why I've done this anyway, or maybe more to the point, what am I taking away and what do I hope that you are taking away from the time that you spent with me as I've read through Katie's journals? Well, I hope that you have been inspired by Katie's faith in the Lord. It was practical, intentional, a cultivated reliance on the Lord, His character, and His ways. I prayed for Katie from Romans 4:20-21 over the course of many years about Abraham. The passage says that with respect to the promises of God, Abraham did not waver in unbelief, but he grew strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised he was able also to perform. And I see the evidence of that growing faith in Katie's life, even in the middle of her journey as she's asking, what does my faith look like? How does it grow? I hope that you'll also be inspired by what you heard of Katie's devotion to the Word of God. With about 50 of her journals in my possession that reach back to her junior high years, I see Katie continually returning to the Word of God. To her, the Scripture described reality, especially unseen realities, and it could be relied on more than her feelings and more than her perspective on situations. For her, the Word of God, the Scriptures, were the very words of God. They had been spoken a long time ago in particular circumstances, and yet God had inspired His Word in such a way that He could reveal Himself to her personally in His name and His nature. She found over the course of many years what the writer of Proverbs says, I believe this is Proverbs 30, verse 5, that every word of God proves true. He is a shield for those who take refuge in Him. And I hope that you are inspired to invest your time in the Word like Katie did. I also think you can see through her journals just a deep love for other people. Katie practiced dying to herself throughout her life. She was always seeking some way to serve other people, even at times when she didn't feel like it. If she couldn't host you for a meal, she would be praying for you in bed. That's the sense that you get. There are very few people, even yours truly, who knew how much that it cost Katie to keep serving other people, to keep opening her heart and her home up, especially towards the end of her life or when cancer was very difficult. But in so many ways, Katie embodied the passage that we agreed to pray for one another in year one of our marriage from Philippians 2, 3, and 4. That says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look out not only for his own interests, but also to the interest of others. I hope that you're inspired by the demonstration of Katie's love for God in her love for other people. And I hope that you're inspired by her resolution to find the good. I named this podcast, There Are Good Things Here, because ultimately Katie said that that was the title that she would give to a book that she would write someday about her cancer journey. And I love the fact that even in this last podcast, you hear her say the book isn't going to write itself. She believed that there were good things here, wherever here was, right now, in this place. It's the other book title that kind of she had in her mind, that right here in this place, she knew that there were good things. And she believed this even when she knew that her diagnosis was terminal. There are good things here, but you have to search for them to find them. And finally, I hope that you will be inspired to remember. Katie believed with every fiber of her being, even with her when her being was worn out, that you had to discipline yourself to remember God and the good things that He had done for you. So often, her written meditations in her journal would turn into a list of faithful ways that God had led or provided for us. If Katie were here now, she would tell you, do not forget. It's easy to forget things. It is hard and high and holy to remember them, to remember God. and his goodness. And I suppose that that is what this podcast has been for me too. It's been a way for me to remember Katie and to honor her, but also a way to remember God, whose plan for my life has been bafflingly painful at times, but also truly and unexpectedly and thoroughly good in so many ways. I'm releasing this last podcast on Easter Sunday morning of 2024, and those of you who know me know that there was no way that I could have planned this timing. But so it is in God's providence, and if the Lord wills, on Easter Sunday morning of 2024, I'm recording this a little in advance, I'll be sitting in the same pew of the same church in central Illinois where Katie and I spent almost all of the painful years of her cancer journey. My Lord and my God, I remember those years. I remember the wife of my youth. I remember your humility in pain, your coming, and your dying. And I especially remember your rising again. Thank you for the hope that awaits us all who know you. My friend Karen Stiller has written a book and had some thoughts on remembering that when I read them, I thought this is exactly what Katie would say. And I wanted to mention them to you. Karen writes, "Remembering is not going backward, but it's actually a way that we can move forward. As a spiritual discipline, remembering is about the present and the future. There's more to come, and we will be stronger for it because of what has already happened. To be as brave as we will need to be, we reach back to what has already come to pass, and we will all need to be very brave." I commend to you, by the way, Karen's book, Karen Stiller, Holiness Here. It comes out in just a couple of weeks, but you can order it now. Her chapter on remembering is the chapter that I was just reading from, and I will encourage you that if you buy the book, that you not be in a crowd when you read the next chapter on sorrow. Well, it is an odd way for me to end three seasons of a podcast because I am in the middle of the story. If you go back to the first season, you will see, if you haven't been following along, that I actually began this podcast at the end of Katie's life. And I guess there's probably a metaphor in there too, to begin with the end. Begin with the end in mind. In the middle, which is always a muddle, there are good things here. May you have the grace to find them the way that Katie did.